Good morning. In addition to our regular lessons, I wanted to share some things with you from the writings of Saint Charbel. We look at Saint Charbel and we think of a monk who is renowned for his intercession for healing of people. But he also has a number of beautiful teachings that I wanted to share with you. There's a book called Love is a Radiant Light, and it's about the life and the words of Saint Charbel. And so I wanted to share some of his words with you. One of his chapters is called Christ is the Truth of Incarnate Love. And there he tells us that before the beginning, there was love. Through it, everything was created from all eternity. Without it, nothing would have existed. From the very beginning, love existed, which is the foundation of the universe, the law, and the end of all things. Apart from love, nothing will remain. Everything will perish. God is love and truth. God is true love. The universe of God is the world of love, the world of truth. There is no truth apart from love. Man is fulfilled only through love. He attains the truth only in God. He belongs to God. Because he is the Son of Love, the Son of God, and his true dwelling is in God. There is a path that leads to the divine world. Christ is this path. He is truth incarnate. He is the manifestation of the truth and of life. This love can only encompass all human beings gratuitously, without conditions or limits. This is the way in which God loves you. Love one another, therefore, with the same love that is God's love. Left to himself, man cannot give himself this love. He receives it from God in Jesus Christ through the Spirit. In order to do this, it is necessary to pray. Only through prayer does one acquire the love of God the Father, the source of love, through God the Son, Jesus Christ, incarnate love, through the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love. Pray, therefore, to have this love so that you might love all men gratuitously, without limits or conditions, as God loves you. You will then be the sons of God. Man is born from the heart of God, and to God's heart he shall return. That's what he has to say about love. I'll be sharing a few other things that he says in succeeding posts. I hope you enjoy them.